This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information and Weight Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Patricia Jugaitis, board-certified plastic surgeon located in Atlanta, Georgia, who is here to speak with us about plastic surgery post-massive weight loss. Dr. Jugaitis, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and certainly appreciate your joining us today. So, Dr. Jugaitis, what are the advantages of plastic surgery post-massive weight loss?
There's several advantages. The patients have a lot of redundant skin after the weight loss, and we are able to remove the redundant skin in many areas of the body. And by doing that, they will regain the normal contour that they would have if they wouldn't gain the weight to begin with. It helps a lot with self-esteem, but it also helps the patients to be able to exercise better, to move better, and also will help them to choose the right size clothing, because a lot of times they are very thin, but they can't find the clothes that fit them well because of all the redundant skin.
And what procedures are commonly performed post-massive weight loss?
There's several procedures that we perform. Depends on, you know, the patient's preference. We will do some of them, or one or two, or maybe all of the ones we recommend. But the most common one, I would say, is probably what we call an abdominoplasty or a tummy tuck. I would say probably 90% of the patients will have a lot of redundant skin on the lower abdomen, and that in several occasions causes a lot of irritation and yeast infections. So that's the most common procedure we do. We also do breast lift, breast augmentations. In male patients, we do remove the redundant fat on the chest, what we call gynecomastia. Sometimes we do have to take some of the skin. Sometimes just by doing laser liposuction, we can make the skin to contract on the chest. But on female patients, breast augmentations, mastopexies, occasionally breast reductions, even that they have lost a lot of weight, they may still have large breasts, so we can reduce the breast to fit the body better. And we also do brachioplasties, which means removing the redundant skin on the inner aspect of the arms, what patients call the bat wings. We also do cylift, which is removing some of the skin on the inner aspect of the lower extremities. Some patients want to have a neck lift because there's a lot of redundant skin on the neck. We also do gluteal augmentations or lifting, because a lot of patients lose the volume on the gluteal area, or they have ptosis or sagginess of the gluteal area. So we lift it, and we sometimes have to fill it up a little bit with the patient's own fatty tissue. So there's several procedures that we do, and how we do it, or which ones go first, or how we combine them, it's based on the patient's main concerns.
And lastly, what are your recommendations for those considering plastic surgery post-massive weight loss?
My number one recommendation is do your homework. Make sure you consult a board-certified plastic surgeon who has experience with patients that have weight loss. Make sure the plastic surgeon has credentials or qualifications to do the procedures in a hospital setting, because patients that have weight loss a lot of times have other comorbidities, and they need to be well evaluated before performing plastic surgery, and ideally the anesthesia has to be done by a MD anesthesiologist. And so my recommendation is a hospital with a good qualified anesthesiologist in the hands of a board-certified experienced plastic surgeon.
Well, Dr. Giugaitis, certainly helpful information on the topic of plastic surgery post-massive weight loss. Certainly do appreciate your time joined with us here today. If you would, tell our listeners where they can find your practice online and how they can be in contact as well.
Okay. My office is at Emory Johns Creek Hospital. It's one of the Emory facilities in Atlanta in Johns Creek. Our practice name is Luna Plastic Surgery. And they can find us online on lunaplasticsurgery.com.
Easy enough. Well, Dr. Giugaitis, thanks once again for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And you are more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Patricia Giugaitis, board-certified plastic surgeon at Luna Plastic Surgery and Medical Spa located in Atlanta, Georgia. And for more information, simply visit lunaplasticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information and Weight Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.